Yes, hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm currently with Opinion Research and National Public Opinion Firm. And today we are talking to people in California and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm on my sofa.
I'm sorry, you say?
I'm sitting here on my sofa.
Oh, okay, perfect. Let me ask you, in which state do you currently live? California?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, and in which county in California do you currently live? It is in Merced?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on regular home phone? All or almost all calls on a regular home
cell phone? Cell phone.
Are you?
What is this survey for? What is this survey for?
Oh, well, this is about the upcoming election. I was about to ask you if anyone in your household is employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office.
No.
Thank you so much. And just to ensure that we have a representative sample, may I please have the year where you're born?
Why do you need that? I'm not comfortable even giving you any information out. What do you want to know?
It's just for statistical purposes.
Okay. I'm voting for Trump, if that helps you. That's all Trump. 2024, that's it.
Understand. And in which of the following age groups do you belong? 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
65 or older.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
What race am I?
Yes, ma'am. It is Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander?
I'm 100% white, legal. I'm here. I was born here. Never to send the other assholes back home. So how's that?
I understand. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
12.
Thank you so much. And getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
He sucks.
Okay. So what you said, do you strongly disapprove?
I can't stand the man.
Understand. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
He's right alongside with Biden. I can't stand him either.
Understand. And if the election for a state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Republican all the way.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. Let's start with Donald Trump. It is favorable or unfavorable for you?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Favorable, 100%. Yes, go Trump.
The next one is Esmeralda Soria. Favorable or unfavorable?
She's in Merced County and I'm for her.
Okay. The next one is Joanna Garcia Rose.
Not familiar with her.
Okay. And the next one is Kamala Harris.
Can't stand her. She should have got the bullet.
Understand. And moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? Would you say education, inflation and the cost of living, abortion, border security, homelessness, jobs and the economy, climate change, taxes, healthcare, crime, and public safety.
Public safety is my number one.
Understand. And thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices?
10.
Thank you so much. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for who would you vote? Donald Trump or... Okay. The election for the state assembly was being held today. For whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat?
Oh, you know what? I have those two backwards. Torres, I would vote for, not Esmeralda. I was thinking, totally spaced it. I'm Republican, period. I don't care if it's a grasshopper and it's a Republican, I will vote for a grasshopper. I'm not voting Democrat.
Understood. And moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
Increased.
Thank you, ma'am. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yeah.
Yes, right. Okay, now I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during the campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly. The first one says, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. That makes you feel more or less likely to vote for her?
I'm going to vote for her anyway, no matter what.
Okay. So would you say much more likely?
Yep.
Okay. The next statement says, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. That makes you feel more or less likely to vote for her.
Can you read that again?
Mm-hmm. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
Yeah, like Biden, yes.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over states, spending line by line, and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. That makes you feel more or less likely to vote for her.
More likely.
Thank you so much. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. That makes you feel more or less likely to vote for her.
More likely.
Thank you. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. That makes you feel
more likely I'll vote for her. Yep.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election, and one more time I'm asking you, if the election were held today, would you vote for Joanna Garcia Rose or Esmeralda Soria?
Garcia.
Thank you, ma'am. I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you feel more or less likely to vote for her. And it says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. makes you feel more or less likely?
I'm not voting for her no matter what. Less likely.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that will raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. That makes you feel more or less likely to vote for her.
Less likely. I'm not going to vote for her. No matter what she asks me, I'm going to not vote for her.
Understand. I will just read the statements, and it will be okay if you tell me what you think, okay? Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Less or more likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Okay. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. That makes you feel more or less likely to vote for her.
But, oh, sort of like Kamala with Willie Brown, right?
This man.
I'm not voting for her. Less likely.
Okay, the last one. Esmeralda Soria travels to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Makes you feel more or less likely?
Less likely.
Thank you so much. We're almost done with the service, so thank you so much for your time. Now that you have heard some more information about Esmeralda Soria, I will ask you one more time. If the election for the state assembly was being held today, for who would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. Just a few questions for the statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
What do you think? Republican.
Okay. And would you think of yourself as closer, would you think of yourself to be a strong Republican, not so strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm as Republican as you get.
Oh, understand. And generally.
Republican, conservative, Trump 24, can't stand Democrats. Yeah.
I was just about to ask you about that. Do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal? You mentioned conservative.
Very conservative.
Thank you, ma'am. And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
No.
Okay, so you're pro-life, right?
Yeah, I am 100% pro-life, yes.
Okay. Some people feel strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on the basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues, would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
I will vote pro-life. Okay. Who's ever pro-life, I will vote for them.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you. Trump 2024. Thank you. Bye.
Take care, ma'am.